This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 20, written by George Young. The love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. From John 3. A Japanese pastor with whom I worked for many years graduated from a Buddhist university before becoming a Christian. He didn't like it when people spoke ignorantly about Buddhism, for there are many varieties of thought within it. One thing I remember him saying was that the all-encompassing love of God is different from the compassion of Buddha. Buddha taught that passionately held feelings, whether good or bad, hatred, greed, the desire to maintain self-identity, patriotism, even love, led inevitably to suffering. But by meditating and rejecting such passions, he taught, we can achieve enlightenment. At the same time, Buddha took a vow that he would not enter nirvana until the whole world achieved enlightenment. So he is called the compassionate Buddha. Indeed, the love of God led to suffering. The suffering servant of God, prophesied in Isaiah, did not reject suffering to maintain his serenity. When John 3, verse 16 says that God so loved the world, it's saying that God loved the world so much that he didn't turn away from suffering, even the cursed suffering of the death of his Son on the cross. And neither did Jesus turn away, but died willingly to save us. Have you experienced that love? Will you pray with me? Teach us, O Lord, how to love you and to love others as you have loved us. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.